Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm going to ice and snow all week, but if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's going to get cold. Sorry. See your local Honda dealer today.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Priyanka Chopra Jonas is a singular sensation. Armed with beauty, talent, chutzpah and breathtaking ambition, she's forged a global career. Years ago, in an interview, I'd asked her what the ultimate goal was and she replied without blinking an eyelid, world domination. Everything about Priyanka is outsize, like the 20-foot-long train on the Ralph Lauren trench gown she wore to the Met Gala in 2017. She doesn't have a timid bone in her body. And she's not apologetic about wanting to be bigger, shinier, better, which is why I am an ardent admirer. But it's also why her memoir, Unfinished, feels uncharacteristically subdued. Priyanka was thrust into the public eye as a teenager when she was crowned Miss India in 2000 and then went on to win Miss World. She spent her entire adult life navigating celebrity. Every move she makes has been assiduously covered by the press, first Indian and later international. 3 books have already been written about her astounding journey. She also has a digital footprint of, get this, 87 million plus followers between Twitter and Instagram. Here she gives us regular peeks into her glittery, continent-hopping life. The memoir had to dig deeper than all of this. It does, but not nearly enough. The strength of the book is that it is Priyanka's voice, complete with internet acronyms and italicized expressions. In the acknowledgements, she has thanked a collaborator, Nan Satter, but when you read Unfinished, you can almost hear Priyanka speaking. What I enjoyed most was her detailing of the memories of her parents and her relationship with them. The Old Spice perfume that her father wore and the chiffon saris her mother loved. There are stories of summer holidays, sibling rivalry and accidents. As a child, she put a beetle in her father's ear because she wanted his attention. He had to be rushed to the hospital. Another time, she decided to imitate his shaving ritual and ended up with 8 stitches on her chin. Priyanka also probes with honesty into feelings of abandonment when she was first sent to a boarding school in 3rd grade. Sleeping with vomit in her bed because she didn't want to get into trouble. She talks about the bullying she dealt with as a teenager in high school in Massachusetts and how it chipped away at her self-confidence. The hurt she felt when people commented on her skin color. An uncle called her Kali. The trauma after a botched polypectomy, which was followed by several corrective nose surgeries. How she traversed the Bollywood Boys Club and later failed as a pop artist in America. She delves deep into the void her father's death left and handles with elegance affairs of the heart. She says that her romantic relationships were with quote-unquote public people and she doesn't see the need to name names because this conversation's not about them. Fair enough. But what I missed was a sense of her as an actor. Priyanka has 77 credits on IMDb as an actor, but there's little insight in the memoir about how an untrained beauty queen became a national award-winning performer. What is her process? How does she transform into characters like Pinky Madam in The White Tiger or one of my favorites, Kashibai in Bajirao Mastani, in which with the brilliant delivery of one single dialogue, which is, आप हमसे हमारी ज़िंदगी मांग लेते, हम आपको खुशी खुशी दे देते, पर आपने तो हमसे हमारा गुरूर छीन लिया. शी स्टोल द फिल्म. Unfinished has been written for a global audience, and so it necessarily includes passages of explanations of the Indian family, how and why it was possible for her to be raised by aunts and uncles, Indian customs, and why her marriage ceremony took 3 days. This is where the book is most banal, with Priyanka's voice flattening out into an incredible India commercial with lines like, "In India, taking care of one another's children as if they're one of our own is just part of who we are. It's seen as a duty and a responsibility, not an imposition." Since she won Miss World, Priyanka has been an ambassador for India, and that responsibility weighs heavily on Unfinished. At one point she writes, "I get to choose what I share and when I share it." Of course she does, but there are several places in which you wish the curation had been less sharp. But as the title suggests, Priyanka isn't done yet. I suspect that at some point in the future, another book will be written. This is a woman at the peak of her prowess, and there are miles to go before she sleeps. I hope the sequel will retain the heartfelt emotion and vivacious energy and lose some of the manicuring. That book, like her, will be truly dazzling.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.
Hey, Mid-Atlantic, it's me, Winter. Just a heads up, I'm gonna ice and snow all week, but if you're driving a Honda, you'll be fine. And right now, Honda is offering its best ever APR on the entire Honda SUV lineup. CR-V, HR-V, Pilot, Passport, and more. With real-time all-wheel drive and all the safety features included with Honda Sensing, like a collision mitigation braking system and adaptive cruise control. Oh, and don't forget to turn on your heated seats. It's gonna get cold. Sorry, see your local Honda dealer today.